Dial Daily Bread, Book 1, Chapter 225. Abide in Christ 7 days a week. For our happiness, our Creator and Savior has told us that 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. Granted, we believe that. We gladly give Him that seventh day. But is there another bit of what may be seen as holy time? The remaining 6 days of the week are not an escape from God. 7 days a week we are to abide in Christ and we are to invite, to welcome Him to abide in us. After the toil of each of the 6 working days the dear Lord gives His beloved sleep. Thus we awaken each new morning refreshed to abide another day in Christ, while we go about our lives. Jesus gave us an example for our encouragement about how to live those 6 working days of the week. In the morning, having risen a long time before daylight, He went out and departed to a solitary place. And there He prayed. This is not an example of deprivation of needed sleep which the Lord gives His beloved, no. It's just a healthy way to live. It was His habit to go to bed early so He could do this unless someone like Nicodemus would come and keep Him up late. In God's plan, each new day begins at sundown. It was Roman paganism that changed this so it begins at midnight. On this cosmic day of atonement, those who follow our great high priest in His cleansing His sanctuary, choose to abide in Him. We jealously guard that morning time when He awakens us. Guard that evening hour too.